I think it's also worth noting overall, it was a relatively non-contentious, compromise-oriented end of session, and that we finished in timely fashion, I don't think is coincidence. So it wasn't the painful, god-awful experience of the last 3 years.
And I think probably the big news and big takeaway is use of the permanent fund this year. Some have called historic. What is your take on that? You voted for it, I believe, and something you've supported in the past. Do you like what the final end product of is for using that money?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I actually introduced a constitutional amendment to both protect the permanent fund itself on a permanent basis and also protect the dividend. And I think both need to be protected in the Constitution in a way that they are not presently. But I also don't see that as mutually exclusive to what we all know we need to do, which is a comprehensive fiscal plan and balance our budget and stop spending down our savings, which are practically at zero anyway. So I thought this year's budget was good. I would have much preferred it go along with a constitutional amendment to protect the dividend itself, and not necessarily the dividend at a $3,000 level. And there are some absolutists out there who think that's what it should be, and I'm not one of them, but a modest, reasonable, and sustainable dividend that can work with balanced budgets for public services and education and ferries, that makes a lot of sense to me. And we didn't get all the way there. There's bizarre alliances of support and opposition for the permanent fund dividend. I'm a big dividend supporter. So there's a lot to unpack in this year's budget. I thought it was reasonable, but I really would like to see constitutional protection of the dividend in the future.
And I think that's something that people are going to be asking coming out of this session. What does this vote mean for my dividend check this coming year and in future years? Is there a chance it's going to be whittled away and get a lot smaller?
That's my concern. And the only solution to dividends being whittled away is to protect the dividend in the Constitution. And again, that's HJR 36, which I introduced and plan to reintroduce again next year. That said, this year's dividend is $1,600, which is quite healthy by almost any measure, certainly historically. And the House set it at that level and the Senate concurred, and I'm pleased. But I think the future is really important. And, you know, there's actually Senator Steadman has similar legislation. We see it similarly. And I'm hopeful that next year that will be one of the foremost issues in the legislature.
There was a lot of legislation passed in the final days. Probably there's stuff that got through that we've missed. What do you want to highlight that people should know about for our district here?
Yeah, I think there are two points from session that are particularly important to Petersburg and Southeast Alaska as a whole. And one is that Representative Ortez and I down in Ketchikan, Representative Ortez and I in the ADF&G budget saw a $1.1 million operating budget increase, which I think gets the department back to kind of a more both feet on the ground place and any sort of draconian cuts in management. And that was important to us. It's important to this district, and I'm really pleased that that was reflected in the final budget. So that's, I think, a big win for Petersburg and Southeast. And the other is there's a $20 million appropriation that the House added that coastal legislators were all excited by that may go towards vessel replacement. It could go to augmenting service, but getting an infusion of resources into the ferry system, which we all know is struggling. And again, I think that's something I'm really pleased with the House coalition being really dominated by coastal legislators. We were able to get those priorities through. And so those were two big wins for Petersburg and Southeast.
And there were even a few things in the capital budget for this area. There's hatchery money for south of here, and Cape Hydro is that's a big deal for that community.
Yeah, and really, really pleased on both of those. There's some deferred maintenance, school money elsewhere in the district. So a number of positives. And yeah, and I felt overall the budgets were really reasonable.